As always, we end our show with a musical segment, and in today's feature, we're going to be talking to singer-songwriter Steve Lowe. Steve specializes in rock, blues rock, country rock, and Americana music, and has been active as a musician since 1981. He learned to play the guitar after being inspired by the music of Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones, and Neil Young, so you can probably imagine what kind of sounds you are in store for hearing. While a student at Stellenbosch University in the 1970s, he became involved in the local music scene, playing his own songs in various lineups, and that's where his career as a professional musician began in the early 1980s when he formed the band All Night Radio. In the 1990s, he formed the band Big Sky, releasing several albums over the better part of a decade. And in 2003, he was inducted into the South African Rock Hall of Fame following a stellar career in which he shared the stage with the likes of US singer-songwriter Rodriguez on his tour of South Africa. And he also gained an international profile after he collaborated with Brian May of Queen and Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics on the track Amandla. He returned last year with the album Headlight Dreams, and now in what's fast becoming a musically prolific period for Steve Lowe, he returns with a brand new single, Thunder and Rain, the title track to his latest 10-track collection of songs. I'm delighted to welcome on the line now Steve Lowe. Steve, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Amy. Thanks very much.
Take us back to those early days when you were a student. What drew you into a musical career?
If I think back, there was a folk club in Stellenbosch. I played, if you can believe it, Led Zeppelin songs on acoustic guitar. People like David Cromer and Leslie Ray Dowling played at the folk club.
Wow.
And, yeah, played that sort of stuff. It was just a great scene. There were both, you know, nobody had ever heard of either David or Leslie at that stage. It was still the 70s. Yeah.
And if you look back over the years, and you've obviously gone through various evolutions in your career and different band names, etc., what have been some of the highlights of your career?
I think the concert in the park in 1985 at Ellis Park, the first multiracial concert in South Africa, and you know, the capacity of Ellis Park is 70,000 people. There were 110,000 people there. There were people sitting on the roof.
No ways.
And it was the greatest concert. Jaluka held that 110,000 people in the palm of their hand, and then Lucky Dube came on, and the place just went berserk. I was standing next to a guy, and he just screamed, "I love this man." And, I mean, it was such an amazing experience to see 110,000 South Africans in 1985 bonded together by music.
Wow, wow. And now you find yourself here with a new 10-track collection, and your latest track, Thunder and Rain. Before we play that for the listeners, can you tell us a bit about the song, what inspired you to write it, and what we can expect?
Well, you know, the world is in such a fraught, troubled time, and it reflects what's gone on in the world in the last 2 years, you know, both the pandemic, the economic problems that everybody's having throughout the world, war, and it's just a reflection on, you know, stuff just keeps getting thrown at us as humans, and we don't know where to look anymore. It's like thunder and rain just keeps coming down, and that's what it's about.
I love that, Steve. Well, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. All the best with this latest musical collection, and I look forward to listening to the song now, Thunder and Rain.